This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Right now, the nephew is here. You hear him with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Nev?
Early, you know, at these jobs, some of these ladies, you know, they come in there looking like this and looking like that. And, you know, sometimes you just got to pull them to the side. So, you know, this is one of those situations. The title of this one is Mona, You Need to Fix Your Appearance. Mona.
Who are you to tell Mona?
I'm like, what? Yeah.
First of all, I'm human resources, and second of all, I'm the prankster. So that gives me, you know,
I get validation over it.
Yeah, that overrides everything. I'm the prankster. So yeah, Mona, you need to fix your appearance. You understand what I'm saying? See, some of y'all come up in these offices and you're too top heavy. You understand what I'm saying?
What?
You're too top heavy.
Have you lost your
okay? You're borderline now. Yeah, you're
borderline. What? Borderline.
Real
what?
HR.
You I'm need to be fired, yeah. Mr. HR.
Some of y'all too top heavy, and listen, it's a distraction.
You got a high butt. You got a high butt. So now what? Oh, that rhymed.
Okay.
Oh, so now you're about
it, y'all must like it. Ain't nobody saying nothing about it. Y'all must like it. So it's evidently not. It's not bothering you. Evidently.
No. Oh, it's bothering.
Oh, it's bothering us.
Mona,
keep our jobs.
Mona's bothering us. So let's address Mona right now.
You.
All right?
She's bothering you.
Mona, you need to fix your appearance. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Mona, please.
This is her.
Hi, how you doing? My name is James over with the Corporation. I'm with the Corporate Wardrobe. You've been with the company for about 8 years now. Am I correct, Mona?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Correct.
Like I said, I'm from Corporate Wardrobe. Wanted to kind of give you a call. There's been some conversation about it, but wanted to give you a call about your appearance in the office.
Okay.
Okay. Now, your appearance seems to be pretty much intact as far as your clothing is concerned, so it has nothing to do with that.
Okay. Now, first of all, what my appearance have to do with your corporation?
Well, what's going on? Like I said, you've been with Corp for about, what, 8 years now? Am I right?
Yes, sir, I have.
Okay. And,
but you calling me, telling me something about my appearance.
Right, so I right. Need now, to what, know what I want to talk to you about is that what some of the workers in the office are having a problem with, and what we want to do is get you an actual doctor's appointment, because we want to see about helping you get a breast reduction.
What a breast reduction?
Okay, now you. I mean, from my understanding, that your breasts are too large.
Hold on. Now, who is this first? Who is this again?
My name is James. Like I said, I'm with Corporate Wardrobe, and I'm calling you actually pretty much from Human Resources of Corporation.
Okay, now if you ain't calling him by something else, certainly what we do here. Instead of you calling me, telling me something about giving me a breast reduction, what you need to do is try to dig up some more because what I'm doing up in here, I'm going well. They was on here, and I'm going well. They came out, I wear them for them.
Mona, all we want to do is we want to get you a doctor's appointment so we can help you get your breasts reduced so, you know, you'll feel a lot more comfortable and the people in the office will be a lot more comfortable, okay?
Man, you ain't finna do a man. You ain't finna come in and tell me some but what y'all gonna do to me. What you talking about, I've been with this business for almost 8 years and I ain't never had no problem with nobody telling me something about my breast. So what you need to do is find out who's going around here making these rumors. And first of all, I'm going to dig up, because maybe one of these up in here talking about me and, you know, jealous because I'm on top of my and they jealous of me because I'm on, you know, I'm on mine. And they around here got a problem with my breast.
Look, ma'am, my job is to get your breast reduced. I got to bring them down.
My is big, too. Can you reduce that?
Excuse me?
My is big. Can you reduce that?
Ma'am, listen, I got to get your breath down to it. I got to get it down. I got to bring them down.
You ain't going to do a thing. What you going to get down is your that's what you going to get down. And what
ma'am, listen.
You start worrying about my breath. So you and whoever calling you or telling you something about what I'm doing at this this, tell them I said to kiss my so what I need to do, I'm going to do me. So if they don't like that, then hey, holler at them because I'm going to find whoever doing it because they jealous. I'm a bad they don't understand it. And the men come in and what? Whoop, whoop. They come to who? They come to my desk. Ask for who? They ask for me.
Mona, I understand that. But what I'm saying is your breasts are a distraction in the office. And I got to get your breasts brought down.
First of all, whoever you are, you might need to come see. So you can sit your in the front of my desk and see how it looks. You might want to come back and bring all your
Mona, I can't. I don't want to come sit at your desk and see your. I gotta get you to a doctor and get your breast reduced. Now, when do you want an appointment?
I ain't going to see no.
You're going to a doctor, Mona. You're going to a doctor.
You bring his over here. I ain't going to no doctor. What you talking about? The doctor, whoever you want me to go see, I ain't trying to hear you. You hear? Please,
you know,
Mona. What I'm gonna do?
They said you would act like this, Mona. They said you would react just this way. This is what the people in the office are talking about.
I don't give a what they. I've been in this company for almost 8 years. I ain't never had nobody calling me telling me some about my breast. What you need to do, first of all, you need to come in and see me. Because you might like what you see. Because I'm a big, bad, bold, beautiful woman. You better hear me. Here, what is your name and what's your name?
Why do you need my name?
I need your name because I ain't never had somebody call my job and tell me some about my breast. I need to know your name because I'm going to get some lottery in this because I don't play this here. I don't play that. So whoever you is in your carpet or whoever called me by my breast, I don't play that. I need your name. I really do because if you don't, I'm going to find out who this is.
Do you
want
to know my name? Do you want to know my name?
I want to know your name. Hell yeah, I want to know your name. What is it?
Are you listening?
What is it?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend.
You that why is her breast bigger than mine? Then I got a limp. Man, y'all need to quit. Boy, you don't make me go, okay.
You all right?
Woo, I can't believe this. Her breast bigger than mine. And then she got a limp. I listen to this show every morning, and I just can't believe I got
I got that.
She did it. She got me. You know, she got me, but I'm going to catch her lip. So I'm going to catch her walking. It's okay. I'm going to get her.
All right, baby. I got one more thing for you, baby. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
Baby, you already know that one and only Steve Harvey Morning Show. Hey, Tommy, guess what? Since you play on this here phone, I just want to let you know I'm a size 16 with a low cut. Are you still with it or what?
And there you have it. Just ignorant. What it's supposed to be.
For no reason, though.
But I love
none at all.
Mona.
None at all.
Shout out to Mona. Shout out to Mona.
She
big ups to Mona.
Yeah.
Big ups, big ups. Louisville, Kentucky, the nephew coming to town, baby. Memorial weekend. Yeah, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. One show Friday, two Saturday, two on Sunday. It is Memorial weekend. Come out and have a good time, the holiday weekend. Get your laugh on, get your barbecue on, hang out with friends and family. It's a great day to laugh. All right, great day to laugh. Come laugh with your nephew. I will be there all weekend long at the Louisville Comedy Club. Tickets on sale right now.
All right, nephew, thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.